area. He's going to talk a lot about the Reds, and I'm just going to kind of feed him because he's the guy that, knows all the good stuff and is going to interview each of the members of the Reds personnel that's going to come here tonight. We're going to go through each one of them that's going to be here, as well as talk a little bit about how active the Cincinnati Reds have been over the last couple days. They made a lot of moves and have been rumored to be making more as we have this event tonight. But we have Papa John's Pizza. We have popcorn from Kincannon's. You can win cakes from Kincannon's that are photo cakes that Jeff Weller arranged to have happen, and as well bobbleheads that you can sign up for. Ticket giveaways. The Reds will be here at 6 o'clock when all the personnel comes in here at Stoops Automotive Group, and I'm going to turn it over a little bit to Jeff Weller. This is great to do every single year. We're doing it bigger and better than ever right here on Muncie Sports Station for the 2017 version. It's going to be really fun to see Tucker Barnhart, who, by the way, 2 days ago was inducted in the Brownsburg High School Hall of Fame for what he did when he was in high school, and he will be here headlining the personnel for the Reds, Jeff.
How about Stoops being our host location once again for the Reds Caravan? Randy and his people are back there, and we salute them. I can remember years ago we were out when Damon's was in Muncie, and the Reds Caravan has been part of the fabric of this station for a long time. Reds baseball has been a fabric of this station, and there's another team that's emerged in the last year after a long slumber that people come up to me and say, well, why aren't you carrying that other team? We're Reds country right now, and we're going to carry the Cincinnati Reds in 2017. Marty Brenneman will be back for, gosh, he started in 1974, and he will be back again this season. Jim Kelch, Jeff Brantley, Tom Brenneman was scheduled to be here on this, but Tom is under the weather and will not make the trip here. But if you watch Reds on TV and listen to the game on the radio, Jim Day does a great job with Reds television, and he will be here as well. Phil Castellini will be here. Phil is the guy that knows all about the Reds Hall of Fame, Reds promotions. I don't know of a team that does a better job of engaging their fans. It's all about that anymore. And let's face it, last year this team lost 98 games, and you better have some fan engagement in a 98-loss season. So we're proud to be a part of the Cincinnati Reds 2017 picture. Thank all of you. You guys are the early birds coming out here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have some prizes for all of you to win, some bobbleheads, and I hope 5:15 today, that's when Papa John's is supposed to be here, and I think Candace Brooks, their Madison Street manager, will be here with Papa John's Pizza. So Reds baseball, we've had Reds weather. I don't know about you, but the weather earlier this week kind of had me thinking more about not just spring training, but the heck with that, let's play ball. Now right. It's a little more winter-like, and I'm ready for the caravan.
I saw the count the other day. You probably paid attention to it more so than I did, but are we under 30 days until they report, or am I a little bit...
Everything's a little accelerated. Yes. I'm sure it's usually in around mid-February when they report to camp, and I do not have the exact date. They'll have it when they get here, but I do know this, that it's accelerated because the World Baseball Classic, when it comes up, it kind of moves up spring training just a little bit, so that's going to be part of it too.
Well, Jeff, the Reds have been active, and I know that's going to be some of your conversation. I'm sure with front office staff of the Cincinnati Reds, of course, Walt Giunchini and Phil Castellini will be here talking about the last 3 or so days. The Dan Straley trade, Scott Feldman was added on a one-year deal, as well as Bronson Arroyo is another guy that's rumored to be brought back to the Reds. So they're doing some late work here in the offseason to bring some more guys in to fill out their roster for spring training.
And let's face it, I don't know, and I don't think any of us know if Bronson Arroyo has anything left in the tank. But he had some outstanding years as a Cincinnati Red, and by every report and everything that you see, I think the value that a Bronson Arroyo can add, even if he's just got minimal gas left in the tank, if you will, as a pitcher, is his presence on a staff that is got young, impressionable minds and arms, and I think Bronson Arroyo could bring a lot of veteran maturity to a staff that's looking for that.
and also on one of the other tours, not this tour, but Drew Storen, who knows Tucker Barnhart very well, who will headline the personnel for the Reds here, was added also in the offseason as well. He'll be a nice addition to a bullpen that really struggled last year.
Drew Storen was available mainly because he, you know, last year he kind of, I don't want to say bounced around, but he had a little bit of an arm injury, and we'll see. The Reds bullpen last year was, you know, pretty much in need of all the available arms. I think there were 32 different players who pitched for the Reds last year. And I remember it wasn't too many years ago, the Reds went through a season where their five-man rotation started every game but one. I think there was an extra starter was needed one time, and that was in the, I want to say, 12 or 13. So you're very fortunate if you can. That doesn't mean they didn't have other bullpen people, but 32 different arms pitched at the major league level for the Reds last year, and let's hope that number, we don't need that many this year.
Again, we are live from Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station. The Cincinnati Reds personnel, Reds Caravan 2017, will be here tonight, 6 o'clock. The Reds will arrive. We're just leading you up to that coverage. We're going to have giveaways, including cakes, including bobbleheads, Papa John's pizza, cookies, and popcorn, as well as talking about the Reds leading up to it, and then Jeff Weller will interview each one of the personnel members here for the Reds tonight. So we're looking forward to that. Hope you join us, and glad of those of you who have joined us already. We're going to take our first break, come back, talk a little bit more about who is coming tonight, a little bit more about their bios. Jeff Lowe and I will come back right here on Muncie's Sports Station.
It's here, it's open, and it's great. Mancino's of Muncie has a new neighbor, Mancino's Sweet Shop, right next door to Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Get Hershey's ice cream and your favorite no crumb left behind cookie in a delicious ice cream sandwich combination. Mancino's of Muncie Sweet Shop has Hershey's ice cream in more than 20 flavors. Get a shake, cup, or cone, or between your favorite cookies. Mancino's on West Bethel in Muncie. What a great combination. What a great family place. Mancino's of Muncie has done it again.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. Old man winter is bearing down on East Central Indiana. Winter may slow us down, but we are spending our time getting ready. So when Mother Nature does warm a little, we will be ready to serve you and all your roofing needs. We can't wait for the upcoming season. Sheriff Goslin still offers financing and flexible payments to work within your budget. So come visit us at 205 West Ontario Drive. And remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
I'm attorney Mitch Pippin. Maybe you've heard some of my commercials in the past and wondered, who is this guy? Well, I graduated from Delta High School in 1988 and Ball State in 1992. After graduating from law school just 3 years later, I've represented over 1,000 folks with their injury claims. I've done so with great success, zero disciplinary complaints, and an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. If you've been injured and need help in dealing with the insurance company, call me at 282-0282 or visit MitchPippinLaw.com.
When I say Concannon's, you think donuts. It's been that way in the Muncie area for more than 50 years. Fresh baked, smelling great, and waiting for you on the way to school, the office, or just to take back home. When I say Concannon's, you think donuts. You can find your favorite donuts downtown across from Muncie Central or Northwest off Morrison Road on Baker Lane. Sprinkles, icing, or how about traditional glaze? Maybe you need a box to choose an assortment. When I say Concannon's, you think donuts.
You're listening to the 2017 Cincinnati Reds Caravan live from Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station.
Welcome back inside Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station, 102.9 FM, 1340 AM, and WXFN.com. It's the 2017 Reds Winter Caravan. Tonight, the Reds will be arriving here at Stoops at 6 o'clock. Jeff Weller's with me. I'm Mark Forster, leading you up to when the Reds get here at 6. We have many sponsors tonight that have made this possible. Of course, Stoops Automotive Group, but also Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. Gary Burdine is with me. Talk a little bit about Sheriff Goslin, who's a paid sponsor of this very program tonight. What's going on this winter?
Well, sure, Mark. Sheriff Goslin's always been happy to be a sponsor of the Reds, and we've had a mild winter so far, so we're really looking forward to signing up some people for the springtime. Just as soon as we get some weather in the 40s, we'll be putting on roofs. So if you have any roofing needs, worryfreeroof.com. That's where you can find us.
And where can they call you as well?
Well, you can call Pete Dahl, y'all, Everybody knows that one.
Pete is a huge Reds fan. Wish he could have been here tonight, but Gary's with us tonight. Enjoy the festivities and go Reds, right?
That's right. Thanks, Mark.
Now over to Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Mark. And Pat Bowen is part of the staff here at Stoops. Pat, Reds Caravan again. I tell you what, you guys do a great job. We so much appreciate, the Reds appreciate Randy turning the throwing the cars out of the showroom for a few hours and letting us talk a little Reds baseball.
It's our pleasure, Jeff, and we appreciate all of you being here. Sparse crowd so far, but the Reds are going to arrive soon, so it'll pick up here. And I'm just glad they brought me out of retirement. I'll be that 33rd Southpaw flamethrower. It's been a while, but I'm ready to go.
Do you throw strikes?
Absolutely.
Pat, from the standpoint, the cars might not be in here, but and it may be late January, but that doesn't mean I see a lot of cars, a lot of 2017s, whether it's an Encore or if it's an Acadia, whatever. What kind of deals you make the end of January?
We've got some incredible deals, and we finished up 2016 real strong. I think it was our second best year since we arrived here in, I think Randy and Jeff arrived here in 90. I think they came from Wheeling and McGalliard in 90. So had a real strong year in January. We're getting ready to hit 100 units already in January, so everything's going great.
And Stoops, Buick, GMC, vans, trucks, it's all here.
You better believe it, yep. Anything from the small Encore, like you talked about, five-passenger, all the way up to the eight-passenger Yukons, Sierra pickups, the Buick Regal's real strong. We got some great leases, too. So if you don't want to pay for the whole vehicle, lease one and just pay for half of it.
Okay, Pat, thank you again for having us. I'm going to walk out and do a trivia question. The first guy that I saw here when I got here today, I think he's the guy, I don't know if he were first, but this gentleman has been here as long as anybody, right here. I'm going to, come here, sir, can you come over to the stanchion for me? First of all, what's your name?
Daryl Peck.
How long have you been a Reds fan?
About 55 years, I guess.
All right, so this trivia question is one that I think you should be able to handle. Can you identify which one of these members of the Big Red Machine did not win a National League MVP as a member of the Cincinnati Reds? Johnny Bench, Pete Rose, Tony Perez, or George Foster?
I would say it's probably Tony Perez.
Bingo. Congratulations. Come over here and pick you out a bobblehead. Come around here and get a bobblehead, whichever. And there's also, we've got a lot of nice Reds things on the table here. So pick your favorite bobblehead. Mark, we're one for one.
That was impressive. Yeah, he had to think about it for a second, but I think, Jeff, I think he knew right away. That's pretty good right there. And usually the people that get here first are the ones that know the team the best because they've been waiting probably for weeks on end. And he must have gotten here at 4:15.
55 years, that's right up there with me in terms of how long I've been. I've been following. I saw my first Cincinnati Reds baseball game on July 22nd, 1962. It was the first time the Mets were ever at Crosley Field for a doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there, and they won both games that day. It also happened to be that, and I only know this, I don't remember it, I just have a few faint memories of the game, but I researched it years later at the library, and Joe Nuxall had been away from the Reds for 2 years. He didn't play on the 61 pennant-winning team. He had been traded to the Kansas City Athletics. He came back, was traded to the Reds in the offseason, and was pitching for their minor league. If you can believe this, their minor league AAA team in 62 was in San Diego.
Wow.
And he was called up by the Reds, and he made his first return appearance that day in the first game of the doubleheader. Of course, you know, didn't mean anything to me at the time. But when I look back on that, the newspaper article said that the Reds fans treated him warmly and were thrilled to have him back. But that's a long time to follow a team, and there's been a lot of ups and downs over the years. But you know how it is. When you get a team in your DNA, it's there.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
So how many times a year, Jeff, do you go to Great American Ballpark, you say?
Not as many as I used to. I would say once I was driving and in college age in the 70s, which was prime time, I mean, who didn't want to be there? And you would just go with your buddies and you would get those to upper level red seats at Riverfront Stadium, and you could just have very little invested.
Right.
And growing up in Richmond, I tell you, the hour from Muncie to Richmond means a lot. I mean,
sure.
At the time, I could be at Riverfront Stadium in an hour and 15 minutes, that extra hour to Muncie. And then once you get family and all that sort of thing, it kind of decreases the amount of free time you have to do that. But I love to go to the ballpark. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Great American's one of the best in Major League Baseball, and it's always a great sight. I get there probably two times a year, but it doesn't matter if you have affiliation to the Reds or not. I've got a lot of different friends that are many different teams of baseball fans, whatever the case may be, and Great American is one of their favorite places to go.
You know, I think you hear when you see polls in papers and in publications, and they list the best ballparks in the country, there are two or three that always, whether it's the PNC Park in Pittsburgh, always gets rave reviews, and so does the whatever it's called, the AT&T Park in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of stadiums, so many new stadiums now that Great American Ballpark is not even among the newer ballparks in baseball, but
right.
They have done a magnificent job at that ballpark of making it fan-friendly and kind of quirky in its own way. There are just a lot of things to see and do there. And unlike Riverfront, was for so many years was the you could look up sterility in a baseball ballpark for years. And if it hadn't been for the great teams that played there, there wasn't much other reason to go to those cookie cutter ballparks like Riverfront. But Great American is special.
It is. And if it's not quirky, it's not baseball. That's my motto as well. It's a quirky sport in its own way. By the way, those of you listening to us on Muncie Sports Station, this is the 2017 Reds Caravan. The Reds will arrive here at 6 o'clock, headlined by Tucker Barnhart, a 25-year-old catcher who had a great year last year. Jeff and I are going to talk about that in just a second. But we cover the Reds all season long, have them on our station on Muncie Sports Station. But we also go beyond that with Doug Zaleski, who is to my left right now. He has the daily Doug Zaleski show Monday through Friday from 3 to 4. During the season, he talks to a lot of Reds personnel and keeps you close to the team here in Muncie. So, Doug, I know you're a proud Brewers fan. Okay, I had to put that out front. But... what are your impressions about the Reds this year getting younger? From your coverage last year, I know you did a lot of interviews with people there. I actually went to a couple games to cover them as well.
Well, first of all, listening to Jeff spin his yarn about going to his first Reds game in 1961, I didn't know Jeff was 75 years old. He hides his age pretty well. As far as the Reds... I get down to, I usually go down and watch the Brewers when they come two or three times a year. So I think last year I made it down for three games. And, the Reds are an interesting team in that they are taking the lead from the Astros a couple of years ago, the Cubs a couple of years ago, where they went young, they built up their minor leagues, tried to develop that talent, and then now it's paid off for the Cubs. They won a World Series championship last year. The Astros are a contender now after going really young. The Reds and the Brewers now are going with the same model, and they finished fifth and sixth in the division last year, or fourth and fifth, whatever it was. And I would suspect, as tough as the Central Division is, the Cubs are going to be pretty good again. The Cardinals are going to be there. They're never far away. Pittsburgh took a step back last year, but they're still ahead of the Brewers and the Reds. And I think the Brewers and the Reds' time hasn't arrived yet. Most of those minor league players that they're cultivating to become major league ready aren't ready yet. A lot of those guys are younger. The Reds are an interesting mix with a few older guys in the big leagues and then these younger guys waiting. Guys like Joey Votto, Brandon Phillips. These guys are at the major league level yet, so they haven't totally cleaned house and brought up these younger guys. But it'll be interesting to watch the Reds this year as they continue to go through that process.
You know, the other thing I would say about that, Mark, is that there were only the top two teams in each division, only the Nationals and the Mets, the Cubs and the Cardinals, and the Dodgers and Giants, who were above 500. The rest of the, I mean, each of those teams, the Nationals won 95, the Cubs won 103, the Dodgers won 91, but I don't think the gap, the Reds finished 10 games behind Pittsburgh in the Reds at the bottom and Pittsburgh in third. So Miami, Philadelphia, Atlanta, are they any better than the Reds? I mean, I think some of those teams are all, you know, that's what you're going to play the season for. But those bottom three teams in the Central last year, I think the Reds can there's no reason to think they can't compete with those teams. And the same thing with the Rockies, Diamondbacks, Padres. Now, some of those teams have made some personnel changes and
right.
have tried to make improvement. But the bottom line is only six National League teams were above 500. So I don't think the water is that deep to make a jump in improvement.
And absolutely, with some of the moves that they made last year, some of these guys that they brought in as prospects, like Jose Peraza, had a great end of the year that's going to propel him to possibly be somebody of a factor this year. Adam Duvall emerged last year. Scott Schebler looks to play a big part. You get some depth pitching-wise. Obviously, your pitching was your kind of Achilles heel. And, you know, they were just close to the top half of the league as offense. They were 17th out of all of Major League Baseball, so their offense wasn't terrible. It was just their, you know, pitching was third to last in the Major League Baseball. So we're going to come back and talk with Doug Zaleski and talk about what he's going to do for Reds coverage this year. We want to tell you what's going on, minus having the games right here on Muncie Sports Station. We cover the Reds all season long. We're going to take a quick break, come back. You're listening to the 2017 Reds Winter Caravan live from Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station.
Got a large group, family event, or special business lunch meeting to schedule? Call Mancino's and book your get-together in the Cardinal Room. You get a big room just for your family or group, VIP treatment from the Mancino's staff, and all you have to do is call and reserve the space.
287-1300 is the number.
And ask about booking your event in the Cardinal Room at Mancino's. It's perfect. All the pizza, grinders, and salad you'll need, plus the privacy you're looking for. It's one more reason to love Mancino's in Muncie.
Hi. I'm attorney Mitch Pippin. When hiring anyone to do a job, whether it's an electrician, a plumber, or a lawyer, we all want the same things: experience, integrity, personal attention. Since I began practicing in 1996, I've learned that integrity and personal attention breed success. So I continue to represent my clients with both integrity and personal attention. I've always done it that way, and I always will. To learn more, call me at 282-0282 or visit MitchPippinLaw.com.
Sports fans love good seats, and Concannon's on Baker's Lane in Muncie just added some prime seating to the cafe area. Booth seating is now available. Enjoy a little more intimate atmosphere to visit with family, friends, and clients. A little more privacy to enjoy Concannon's fresh brewed coffee while working, enjoying lunch, or having a conversation with friends. You're going to love the new look and feel of Concannon's Cafe on Baker's Lane in Northwest Muncie.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. Old Man Winter is bearing down on East Central Indiana. Winter may slow us down, but we are spending our time getting ready. So when Mother Nature does warm a little, we will be ready to serve you and all your roofing needs. We can't wait for the upcoming season. Sheriff Goslin still offers financing and flexible payments to work within your budget. So come visit us at 205 West Ontario Drive. And remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
You're listening to the 2017 Cincinnati Reds Caravan live from Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station.
Welcome back inside Stoops Automotive Group. This is the Reds Winter Caravan on Muncie Sports Station, 102.9 FM, 1340 AM, and WXFN.com. Reds will arrive at 6 o'clock for those of you listening and those of you also already here. There's a lot of seats still available, a half hour or so before the Reds will come inside the dealership tonight. But Doug Zaleski's with me, and of course, he has a daily show from 3 to 4, Monday through Friday, and throughout the season, like we mentioned before, when the games are on, of course, you can listen to them there, but Doug will have coverage with those of the people very close to the Reds. So talk about what you do weekly and how you decipher what Reds coverage goes on the air so people can hear the closest information and the latest on the Reds.
Yeah, my show is all about local sports. We talk with local high school folks, Ball State folks, people who cover Purdue, Indiana, and we mix in some Reds sports talk on the show 3 to 4 o'clock every weekday afternoon. And what I try to do is bring people on the show who are, quote, the experts on the topic. And with the Reds, the two beat writers for the Reds for the Cincinnati Inquirer, C. Trent Rosecrans and Zach Buchanan. If you read the Inquirer.com online, you've probably seen those names. Both of those guys have been gracious enough to come on the show via phone a couple of times and talk about the Reds. And I had Zach Buchanan on yesterday's show, and these guys are the experts. They're with the team every day. They understand the ins and outs of the team. They're the guys who have the inside information. So I bring them on my show just to give Reds fans a little flavor of what's going on in Cincinnati, and just try to keep folks updated that way. And it's worked out pretty well. And I thank those two guys for coming on the show with me from time to time.
You can follow Doug Zaleski's show on Facebook and know when those conversations are coming up. He puts out his guest list probably a couple 3 hours or so before the broadcast every Monday through Friday, so he can let you know when he's going to be talking Reds on the station. Thanks for being here, Doug. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Jeff's back in the area. Before you get autographs here or after is the best place to be. Papa John's Pizza and all the goodies in the back. I'm going to throw it to Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Mark. And Candace Hutchison from Papa John's is here. You're the most popular person here.
I see that. Everybody wants some pizza.
Papa John's Pizza, great for the Muncie community. Locations, North Wheeling, South Madison, whichever one is closest, call it. Or go online.
You can go online or you can call either one of the stores. We have an agreement between the two stores that will help each other out. So if they're really busy, I can help you. If we're really busy, they'll help you out. We get all of our customers taken care of. They come first.
The pizza is great, but is there something that if somebody has a sweet tooth or wants to have a dessert, that they can also order in addition to their pizza?
Absolutely. We carry a variety of products. We have cookies and brownies and cinnamon pull-aparts, and those are really good. They're kind of like a cinnamon roll, and they are just really yummy. They have icing on top. And
the best way, really, to order Papa John's for me is online. It doesn't mean that the phones don't get answered or so on and so forth, but when you order online, it's easy to make your choices, what size, what ingredients, and all of that, and that way you're sure that you've ordered exactly what you want.
Absolutely. Our online ordering site is actually very popular. I've had a lot of customers tell me that they really enjoy our site. They see pictures of our products. We get better deals. We have special promotions that are available online. And you can earn reward points when you sign up for an online account. And then those points can be redeemed for free food.
You're getting a line back there. I'll let you go. Thank you for being here. Papa John's, we very much appreciate you being part of the Reds Caravan.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
We really ought to do another Reds trivia question. I'll come down and do that in just a moment, Mark.
That sounds good. And while Jeff's coming down, let's mention our sponsors as well for tonight. Mancino's of Muncie, Kincannon's Bakery, who has some of those photo cakes for you to register for. Ball State Federal Credit Union, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, and Mitch Pippin Law have made this possible. And, of course, the presenting sponsor and the location sponsor, Stoops Automotive Group. And you're listening to it right here on Muncie Sports Station 102.9 FM, 1340 AM at WXFN.com. Jeff, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Trivia question. Gentleman sitting here, got a youngster with him that might be the youngest Reds fan here tonight. First of all, it looks like that you had a chance to enjoy some Papa John's pizza.
Yes, I did. It was very good. Thank you.
Well, we're glad that you are here. And what's this young lady's name?
Her name is Jessa Rose Tilton.
Has she been to a Reds game yet?
She's been to 3 Reds games.
Outstanding. That will make you very popular with the Reds when they get here.
We drove 2 hours here.
Well, excellent. We may have to have each of you, if you can answer the question, and I just have a feeling if you drove 2 hours to get here that you'll be able to answer this question. I'll even give you a chance to answer the question without the choices. He's the Reds' all-time winningest manager, 883 victories as a manager of the Cincinnati Reds.
Sparky Anderson.
Didn't even need the choices. Sparky Anderson. Go over there and pick you out a couple of prizes, one for her and one for you. Thanks for making the drive to Stoops today and the Reds' 2017 Caravan.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can't shake your hand right now. Yeah, there you go. Elbow bump. Mark, back to you.
Wow, not even a pause at all. That was confidence right there. We're 2 for 2 on trivia questions. We've got some very intelligent fans about this very franchise. And baseball's one of those sports that's totally different. I'm a Red Sox guy, unfortunately. I've been told that a couple times tonight. But you just know when in baseball you know a lot about the history, and everybody here does tonight. You're listening to the Reds Winter Caravan coverage on Muncie Sports Station. The Reds will be here. Well, in under a half hour, they will come in right behind us if you're looking at us in the dealership right now, right at the front of Stoops Automotive Group on West Clara Lane. Still plenty of time to get here, meet the Reds as they get here, and get autographs, Papa John's Pizza, and all the like, and register for great, great stuff. Love this Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame stuff, and I think Jeff's going over to talk a little bit more about it. Lou Piniella jersey over there. There's a lot of good stuff that you can check out that the Reds have supplied. Let's throw it over to Jeff if he's ready to talk a little bit about the Reds Hall of Fame.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about the Reds Hall of Fame. Ashley and Luke are over here setting up the display. I can't remember the level of my membership last year, but I haven't renewed. Probably could even take care of that tonight. But the key is, I've been a member of the Reds Hall of Fame. I think if you don't go to a Reds game at least once a year and take in the Hall of Fame, you're making a big mistake. And second, I would go so far as to say, if you're only going to the Hall of Fame on game day, you're not allowing yourself enough time.
That's absolutely true. You need enough time to look around. There's plenty to see. You can go there a few times and still miss things.
And I would suggest if you're a really good Reds fan, you should only go to the Reds Hall of Fame with another really good Reds fan, not a wife who really could care less, because they will drag you. The one time I went with my wife, she was very, very patient, but I didn't get to see everything I wanted to see because there are just so many, you know, the big display, the bobblehead display still on.
It's still there until March. We are going to get a new exhibit in March, but until then, we still have the bobbleheads.
How many different bobbleheads are on display?
We have over 700 bobbleheads right now. There's lots of different ones. We have all the Reds bobbleheads. We have political bobbleheads. We have other sports. If you're fans of the Reds, but you're maybe a Pirates fan also, we do have, like, Dave Parker in his Pirates uniform, so things like that. We have cartoons. We have superheroes, just as many bobbleheads you can imagine.
You know, one of the things about the Reds Hall of Fame is that for a team and for a baseball organization that has the, well, first of all, I mean, there's no richer tradition than being the first professional baseball team, 1869, but the Cincinnati Reds were really one of the very first, I don't know, maybe the first, but certainly one of the first teams to have their own exclusive Hall of Fame.
I don't know if we were the first, but we do have the largest outside of Cooperstown. So, I mean, there are 2 full floors of just exhibit after exhibit. If you're a Reds fan, you have to come see it.
You know, there's a couple of things that jump to my mind that are special inside the Hall of Fame. One would be the wall as you go to the second floor that represents a baseball for every one of Pete Rose's hits, not just as a Red, but his Ty Cobb breaking record. Then when you get on the second floor, there's some interactive things there. But I think the other thing then is a chance to see the Reds World Championship trophies up close.
Yeah, definitely. And to go back to the Pete Rose hits, we actually are doing a hit collection where we're selling individual hits. Now, there are collective balls that Pete Rose has signed, and you can get a ball that will represent one of his hits. It'll give you information on the hit. You'll have a picture. You'll get your name in the Hall of Fame, and some of the proceeds go to his statue this year. And then we do have the speed pitch upstairs. It's a lot of fun for kids.
I do know that there is a Central Indiana chapter of the Reds Hall of Fame that I believe meets down in the Indianapolis area. There are other chapters over, but there is a Central Indiana chapter that meets and has some regularity to that is close enough to Muncie.
Luke would know a lot more about the chapters, but yes, we do have chapters all over Reds country. If you're a member or if you're thinking about becoming a member, look for our chapter meetings and you can get more information.
The other thing, and I'm just going to grab one of these brochures because I want to quote the right thing, because here's the other thing about a Reds Hall of Fame membership, and I'm not getting a thing out of this. They're not even going to discount my renewal. But I believe that I was the all-star $85 Hall of Fame membership. The family membership is $200, and the Reds individual membership is $50. The interesting thing that goes along with that is basically you'll end up being paid to be a Hall of Fame member, because one of the things I got was I didn't get them all, because when you're a family member, how many – it looks like there's a Leo Cardenas bobblehead, a Tommy Helms bobblehead, a Pete Rose bobblehead, a Ron Oster bobblehead, a Dave Parker bobblehead, a George Foster bobblehead, and a World Series ring replica that will come. And you get all of those if you are in the family membership level. But as the in the middle one that I was in, $85, I get four additional bobbleheads. I get four Reds tickets. So really, they're giving me my money back through bobbleheads and tickets. Luke, that's a pretty darn good deal.
Yeah, it is. And also, you get a two-day Reds Fest pass, which if you're a huge Reds fan, you get a chance to come down, see some players, alumni. You can just take a tour of everything that's all Reds.
Are we going to let this guy in a Pirates hat come in? No. We made him go to another door. I guess the bottom line for me is all of your membership money goes to support the Reds membership, put all of that in place, to maintain that Hall of Fame and so on is a big undertaking. This is one of my favorite things. Mine has a red, but this is a neat thing because this represents a team photo of the Reds Hall of Fame. And this is a tough picture to get. I don't know what kind of strings they pulled, but I mean, there's everybody that's in the Reds Hall of Fame that is in this team picture, and it is a neat item. So that's my spiel for the Reds Hall of Fame. If you're a Reds fan, the Reds Hall of Fame is really something. If nothing else, go visit, but really take a look at membership because it's a great deal.
Mark. Thanks, Jeff. We're going to clear out here in just a second from the tables, Jeff and I are, because it is getting close for the Reds getting here. They will get here at 6 o'clock. Probably the bus will arrive a little bit before 6, but then they will come in, and Jeff will have all the coverage for you right here on Muncie Sports Station. Of course, tonight, Walt Giacchetti, executive advisor to the president, CEO Bob Castellini, will be here. Phil Castellini, chief operating officer in the front office for the Cincinnati Reds, will be here as well. Corky Miller, minor league roving catcher. Instructor will also be here. Tucker Barnhart, catcher, 25 years old, Brownsburg native, just inducted, by the way, in his high school sports Hall of Fame, will be here as well. Shed Long, infielder, 21 years old, was the minor league hitter of the year in the organization a year ago. He will also be here. Tom Brenneman was scheduled to be here, but is under the weather, so he will not make it on this leg. And finally, last but not least, Jim Day will be here as well, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Mark. And one of the things I'm going to just ask anybody who's wearing I don't know if anybody has one. If anybody has a Make America Great hat on, you get a bobblehead. There's a gentleman. Go pick you out a bobblehead. Thank you for being at Stoops tonight. This is the annual Reds Caravan, and when the Reds get here, they'll be coming through these doors. So when the Reds get here, we want to have a great big hand for the Reds and an enthusiastic crowd tonight. We appreciate your patience in waiting. Don't forget, we've got Papa John's Pizza back there. That's some good stuff as well. Mark?
And I'm guessing as people are listening on the radio, hearing Papa John's, hearing all the goodies, they're gonna want to come here tonight.
Well, why not? Because this is your chance. The thing that I love about the caravan being here is, yeah, they know that that they're on display, but this is a chance to really, you know, say hi to these guys. And Tucker Barnhart is somebody that is he's a Hoosier, and we're very proud of that.
And by the way,
that
might be them already. We're actually going to take a break on Muncie Sports Station for Reds Caravan coverage, and Jeff and I are going to clear out. The bus is here, folks. The Reds are going to come in at 6 o'clock. We're going to take a break right here on Muncie Sports Station.
Everybody has a birthday, and Ken Cannons has been this area's birthday cake baker for more than 50 years. Sheet cakes, multi-layer cakes in your favorite flavor, and custom decorated by Ken Cannons decorating specialists. Ken Cannons can do the same thing to your cupcakes. Celebrations are a Ken Cannons specialty. Bring your ideas to either location, downtown across from Muncie Central, or just off Morrison Road on Baker Lane. Let Ken Cannons turn your birthday celebration into something special. Yum, yum, when your cake comes from Ken Cannons.
Hi, I'm attorney Mitch Pippin. If you've been seriously injured, I understand you have options when hiring a lawyer. So what makes my firm any different? Well, simply put, I am the firm. I will be the one that meets with you, answers your questions, negotiates your claim with the insurance company, and tries your case in court if needed. No dealing with a paralegal, case manager, or an associate. That way, I know your case inside and out. To learn more, call me at 282-0282 or visit me at MitchPippinLaw.com.
So just how big is the Mammoth Pizza at Mancino's? How about a big 24-inch round pizza loaded with all of your favorite toppings? Made to order just for you when you call 287-1300. The perfect size for the big game, the next game, or any event that demands not only the best, but the biggest pizza you can order. And Mancino's is ready anytime. Call, wait 10 to 15 minutes, then head to Mancino's for pickup. Man, is it good. When a large pizza isn't enough, you need at least one Mammoth from Mancino's.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. Old man winter is bearing down on East Central Indiana. Winter may slow us down, but we are spending our time getting ready. So when Mother Nature does warm a little, we will be ready to serve you and all your roofing needs. We can't wait for the upcoming season. Sheriff Goslin still offers financing and flexible payments to work within your budget. So come visit us at 205 West Ontario Drive. And remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
You're listening to the 2017 Cincinnati Reds Caravan live from Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station. Now, here's Jeff Weller.
Automotive Group, folks. Reds Caravan 2017 Winter Caravan. The bus has arrived here at Stoops. Reds will come in around 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening on Muncie Sports Station 102.9 FM, 1340 AM at WXFN.com. Reds will come in. Jeff Weller's going to tell you a little bit more about it. He will be your MC tonight. I will talk off the air at 6 o'clock, but Jeff will be doing over-the-shoulder interviews with each of the Reds personnel members tonight. Let's throw it down to the floor to Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Mark, very much. Dave Parkinson is a good Cincinnati. You might even be a better Cincinnati Reds fan than I am.
Since 1961. But you saw your game before I did. I went in 64 and saw June Uxall.
Who's your all-time favorite Cincinnati Reds player?
Tony Perez and Pete Rose a close second.
If it were up to you, would Pete Rose be in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes, and they should put it on his plaque that he was guilty of betting on baseball, but as a player, he deserves to be in there.
Will the Reds be better in 2017 than they were in 2016?
Well, I really believe they will, but a lot of it depends on injuries. But I think they will.
Do you think that Great American Ballpark is one of the top two or three ballparks in the country. Basically, you may not have been to all of them like I am, but sometimes you see enough of them on TV to get a feel. I feel like it's the most underrated ballpark in the country.
Well, I think it is a nice park. I was privileged to go to Oriole Park at Camden Yards when it opened, and I think that's number one. And my son went to Yankee Stadium last summer, the new one, and he thinks it's better. But I think Great American's up there in the top three or four.
Did you ever see a World Series game at Riverfront Stadium?
No, but I did see a playoff game in 72 and saw Roberto Clemente play his next to last game. Skip classes at Ball State to go down.
I think the statute of limitations has gone out. Here's your trivia question, Dave. From the standpoint, which one of these players has the most career home runs among these three as a Cincinnati Red? Adam Dunn, Joey Votto, or Sean Casey?
Well, it had to be Adam Dunn.
Had to be. Here's the thing. We want you to win, but you know, I don't want to just hand you a free milkshake from the sweet shop at Mancino's. Also, go over there and pick you out. Do you have more than one person here with you tonight?
No, my son's here with me tonight.
My son Aaron is here with me tonight, so he's a big Reds fan too.
Well, you go over there, and if you need two bobbleheads, go get you two bobbleheads. But thanks for being here, and thanks for being part of the Reds Caravan 2017.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Three for three, Jeff.
Well, and I know, it makes me think the questions were too easy, which, you know, from that standpoint, can they ever be too easy?
Well, I honestly think we just got some very intelligent Reds fans that know their history.
Yeah, and I've got another ice cream sandwich here. I got a young man here in the front row. And I just, well, you can do it. I have a feeling that you will be able to identify the current Red who has won a gold glove at second base. That wasn't your official question. And if you need to turn around and get help from somebody, let somebody give you help.
Brandon Phillips.
Absolutely. Brandon Phillips won a gold glove. Billy Hamilton probably got robbed of a gold glove last year in center field for the Reds. Here's a free ice cream sandwich from Mancino's. Please go over and get you a bobblehead. And the gentleman behind you, a half grinder of your choice from Mancino's. And please go over and get yourself a bobblehead as well. The Reds will be here in just a second, won't they, Mark?
Bus is already here. Now I got it. Bus is already here. They will be here around 6 o'clock. And, Jeff, here's the thing. We talked a little bit about the Reds from last year, why there's some promise for this year, Jeff. A couple guys that had good second halves, Jose Peraza and Joey Votto, as I'll let Jeff kind of talk to Steve Lindell here as we're trying to figure out logistics as the Reds come in. Jeff Weller will have all the coverage on Muncie Sports Station at those tables in front of us. If you're listening, you can come in a side door and get a seat as well and watch the live broadcast, get your autographs, and there's Papa John's pizza and hot dogs for your pleasure. But, Jeff, we talked a little bit about the Reds at the beginning of the show, but why there's promise for this year, Jeff. Talk a little bit about why you think there's a little promise for this group this year.
Well, number one, some of those guys have just got an extra year. There's a great opportunity. I think Homer Bailey has every opportunity to be healthy. Devin Mesoraco can't be any less healthy than he's been the last couple of years for the Reds. And even though Tucker Barnhart did a great job last year, I think they'll find a place for both of those guys to play. The young pitching is coming along as well. The Reds are going to come in just a couple of minutes, and they're going to be coming in these doors.
They changed that.
Okay, they changed that.
You want me to explain it?
Yeah, I'll let Steve Lindell explain that to you.
You guys were doing the broadcast, so what happened was when the tour bus arrived, they went to the side door over here, so we're going to bring them in the side doors in just a little bit instead of these double doors right here. That's the only change. We'll announce and bring in Jim Day first in just a little while, Jim will come right down here to do that. He'll bring in all the guys with intros one by one. They'll come up here to the front table. And then when we get them all in here, we've done this before. You've done this, Jeff, so many years, the broadcast for the Reds Caravan. They really love the Muncie Stop, first of all, because there's so many fans and good Reds fans here. They also really like to do the Q&A with you, the fans. So I want you, between now and the next 5 or 6 minutes from now, those that are here, give me a little hand raise so I can kind of get you cued in to be in line for a question for any of these guys when we get into the Q&A, okay? So that's the rundown from here, and snacks continue up top. Jeff and Mark, and we're having fun here at Stoops.
All right. I haven't given away. You should have won a free ice cream sandwich from Mancino's, but you're really not eligible. So I've got to come on this side. How about this gentleman in an Indian, a Colts hat is not, there's nothing wrong with a Colts hat. If that was a, you know, if that was some other baseball team. All right, here's your question. This might be a little challenging if you're not a big Reds fan. Okay. He was the manager of the 1990 World Series champion Reds.
Lupinella?
Absolutely, Lupinella. Free ice cream sandwich from the sweet shop at Mancino's. And please, go over and get you a bobblehead as well. Absolutely. And one of the things that we're also going to do before the Reds come in is we're going to draw a couple going to go over to the table, and we're going to give a couple of bobbleheads that way as well. Because once the Reds start coming in, it'll be tough to do trivia. So I'm going to have Lindsay draw names. And we got a lot of bobbleheads, a Red Stein. We've got some fun stuff. Oh, and we've got, how many of you have had a chance to come up and see the Concannon's photo cakes? Man, these are fantastic. One of them's an overview of Great American Ballpark. One of them is actually a cake with Tucker Barnhart's photo on it and Pete Rose's rookie card. So those are tremendous. James Tinsley. Where's James? James, come on up here. Pick you out a Cincinnati Reds bobblehead. Lindsay, we got another name. I hope it's that easy. Oh, yeah. Chris Titan. Chris, you won. Come on up here. Is that you? Okay. Good job. Get you a Cincinnati Reds bobblehead. I know there's a Johnny Bench. There's a Todd Frazier. Whoa. This is for one of the cakes. Adam Terrell. Adam, are you here? I see a hand. Come on down here and get one of these cakes. What I would appreciate, Adam, is if you would come and at the end and claim your cake. How about you take this? We'll put your name on this cake right here. If you would, just leave it here, but we'll keep your name. We'll make sure it stays with this cake. Come down after the autograph session, and we'll get your name written on that cake very much. Thank you very much. Another bobblehead for Robin Axel Adams. And here she comes. One more bobblehead. Daryl Peck. Come on up and get your bobblehead. Mark, I'll send it back to you.
We're ready for the Reds to come in, so we're going to take our last break. It's going to go down to Jeff. Thanks for joining us for our pregame coverage right here on Muncie Sports Station. The Reds are coming in here at Stoops Automotive. It's filling up. You're listening to Muncie Sports Station.
Hi, I'm attorney Mitch Pippen. When hiring anyone to do a job, whether it's an electrician, a plumber, or a lawyer, we all want the same things. Experience, integrity, personal attention. Since I began practicing in 1996, I've learned that integrity and personal attention breed success. So, I continue to represent my clients with both integrity and personal attention. I've always done it that way, and I always will. To learn more, call me at 282-0282 or visit MitchPippinLaw.com.
Sports fans love good seats, and Concannon's on Baker's Lane in Muncie just added some prime seating to the cafe area. Booth seating is now available. Enjoy a little more intimate atmosphere to visit with family, friends, and clients. A little more privacy to enjoy Concannon's fresh brewed coffee while working, enjoying lunch, or having a conversation with friends. You're going to love the new look and feel of Concannon's Cafe on Baker's Lane in Northwest Muncie.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing Company. Old Man Winter is bearing down on East Central Indiana. Winter may slow us down, but we are spending our time getting ready. So when Mother Nature does warm a little, we will be ready to serve you and all your roofing needs. We can't wait for the upcoming season. Sheriff Goslin still offers financing and flexible payments to work within your budget. So come visit us at 205 West Ontario Drive. And remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
It's here, it's open, and it's great. Mancino's of Muncie has a new neighbor, Mancino's Sweet Shop, right next door to Mancino's Pizza and Grinders. Get Hershey's ice cream and your favorite no crumb left behind cookie in a delicious ice cream sandwich combination. Mancino's of Muncie Sweet Shop has Hershey's ice cream in more than 20 flavors. Get a shake, cup, or cone, or between your favorite cookies. Mancino's on West Bethel in Muncie. What a great combination. What a great family place. Mancino's of Muncie has done it again.
Fox Sports Radio is heard on WXFN Muncie, 1340 AM, and W275AJ Muncie, 102.9 FM.
You're listening to the 2017 Cincinnati Reds Caravan, live from Stoops Automotive Group on Muncie Sports Station. Now, here's Jeff Weller.
Jeff will be with us in just a moment. We're going to bring in the boys of summer right now. I'm Steve Lindell with Jeff Weller. In a moment, we will continue our broadcast as we are right now, live from Stoops on West Clara Lane in Muncie. If you're listening out there in the Muncie area, come on in. This is just getting underway. The big tour bus arrived just moments ago. And we are going to officially bring in our guests right now. In fact, I will introduce the one that will introduce all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcome here to Jim Day.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here today. It's great to be in Muncie. It's been a long day on the Reds Caravan, but the 2017 Reds Caravan is presented by Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network. I would invite you to check them out. I heard they got a pretty cool spokesperson at Cincinnati USA. We are thrilled to be here, and thank you so much for attending. It really means a lot to us. And let's get right to our introductions today. Let's start first with a guy that's in his 43rd season in professional baseball, his first in his current position for nine seasons from 2008 to 2016. He was the head of the Reds Baseball Operations Department, and from 2010 on, they won two National League Central Division titles, also went to the playoff another year. As a wild card, he is now the executive advisor to President and CEO Bob Castellini. Welcome, Walt Jocketty. This next gentleman really makes the Reds run on the business side. He is certainly the brains behind the operation. And in a little bit, we're going to introduce you to him, because right now he's not into the building yet. So Phil Castellini will be here in moments, as I almost crashed through this sign right here. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. This next guy really needs no introduction. He's one of the most popular Reds we've ever seen come down the line. Everywhere we go, people love this guy. In 1998, he was signed by the Reds as a non-drafted free agent. So he took the long way around and really worked his way to the big leagues the hard way. Played part of 11 major league seasons with the Reds, Twins, Red Sox, Braves, and White Sox. Now he's the minor league roving catching instructor. Please welcome Corky Miller. And escorting Corky today is his famous mustache. This next young man